Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 84 of Bardic Quest. Johan's latest nightmare has taken a physical toll upon him. As the party rush to his aid, he imparts upon them a grave warning. Meanwhile, Sergei and Thoric receive some mysterious correspondence. So without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest.
She helps him back up and to sit on the bed.
I had a dream. I had a terrible dream.
She'll like try his forehead.
He looks boiling hot. But he feels freezing cold to the touch.
What did they do? What did he do to you? Just stay here. I'll get Thoric. Okay, just stay here, and she'll run out of the room and just like knock on Thoric's door.
Yeah. At which point, Thoric, you will be in bed by this point because a good couple of hours have passed.
Mm.
Thoric wakes and goes he just quickly throws on some his breeches and cracks the door and has his hammer hidden and then relaxes. He sees his side and says, "What's wrong?"
There's something with Johan. I think he might be poisoned or something, please.
Thoric, give me a sec. He goes and grabs his herbalism kit and his healer's kit and heads out and goes into the other room.
Okay. You see Johan pretty much kind of propped up on or against the bed, looking pretty unwell, feverish.
He goes over to Johan and just sort of checks him, like feels his head and like looks in his eyes, gets some water and just sort of like pours some out and gets him to drink some and says, "Tell me what happened."
He woke up from a nightmare. He was fine.
Johan, what did he see?
Piles of corpses. So high. It was all gone. I've seen it before, but it was clearer this time. And then I saw something else. I think I saw Wave Echo Cave. There was a creature. Cruel hybrid of spider and man, cloaked in shadow, and it came for me, and I think I saw her.
Who?
More foul creature you will never see. Carol, I think it, I think think it was Caro.
What is Caro?
Fight Caro and her witches. It is why we must burn the bodies. Caro, if she has awoken, and she knows of the cave, and she knows of the black spider, we must stop her.
Can I discern whether anything is affecting Johann currently? Any sort of condition, any sort of affliction on him?
Do you have any such capabilities?
Well, I'm sort of blessed as a cleric. I'm proficient in medicine. I have with me a healer's kit and a herbalism kit.
You could certainly give me a medicine check if you like.
I would love to.
And if you actually you've got like a healer's kit and things like that. You're already proficient in medicine. Never mind. Yeah.
It's an 8.
Whatever seems to be affecting Johann, you're certainly not familiar with, if anything is affecting him at all. It could be disease, it could be poison, it could be a multitude of things, but you're not really sure.
Saga, you're certain there was nothing that came in here?
I'm certain.
Have you checked? Fine.
He was fine. We were asleep. He woke up.
Thoric checks the room.
Okay. Do you want to give me an investigation check?
Yep. Eleven.
You find nothing out of place in the room. Everything you would expect to see. Johann's belongings, Saga's belongings.
I have a spell at my disposal. I have Lesser Restoration, where I can touch a creature and end one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. I don't know whether this is apt for this situation or whether I would need to know more about what's affecting him to be able to effectively use it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I cast it without knowing precisely what's affecting him?
Let me look up the spell. I think so, but let me check. Lesser Restoration. You touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. Now, I'm reading that as you can choose either disease or condition. You don't necessarily need to know the condition, but you'd be making a choice, I presume. In fact, no, it doesn't actually specify that you need to make a choice either. But you can, if there's multiple of either disease or condition, then obviously it would only affect one of them. But actually, yeah, I think reading that a second time, it's not saying that you have to make a choice. So I would presume, yes, that you could cast that without having to decide what you think.
Thoric, checking him over, Thoric's thoughts are that it's obviously not blinded, deafened, or paralyzed, but it's either poison or some sort of, I don't know, it's something, it might be beyond him, but I will cast Lesser Restoration on Johann.
Okay, would you like to describe how you cast it?
I take Johann's hands a second, and I sort of cup his hands between mine, and I just tell him, just breathe with me a second. And I get him to take 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And on the final exhalation, this kind of silver mist starts to kind of coalesce from Thoric and starts to almost kind of like pool like a draft in Johan's hands. And I sort of guide them up to his mouth for him to like inhale this kind of this sort of draft of arcane magic that kind of is almost sort of visible glowing down his throat into his chest and sort of fills his lungs, hopefully dissipating.
You feel the divine magic entering your lungs, Johan, as you inhale this glowing draft of energy. But you feel no better.
We must destroy it. We have to destroy it. Kill the spider. Kill Kara. We must destroy it. We have to kill both.
You need to.
So, Johan, the war pick that Johan carries on his back, kind of feebly reaches a hand towards it, and then kind of collapses back on the bed.
Thoric, what do we do? Is he going to be okay?
I think he's going to be all right, but whatever this is, I don't know what it is. He's had a vision of some kind, or something has... Johan, have you had these visions before?
Johan, weakly nods.
He's had nightmares before. But not like this.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. But I'm not sure how much more I can do. I'll think on it. And I might have something clearer morning to help.
You must kill her if I can't.
We'll.
Johan, you need to rest. Okay?
Sorry.
It's okay.
You must kill her. If I could.
It's okay. I hear you. You're all right. You're okay. I'm going to stay with you.
Johan gives as much of a smile as he can. He looks at Saga and tries to smile. And just kind of drifts off.
Saga, you can stay if you want, but if you want the space to rest, I'll stay with him the rest of the night.
I'll stay with him, it's fine.
You want me to stay as well? I'd prefer to.
Sure.
Just give me a sec. And he'll just go and grab some blankets from his room, and he just like makes himself a little nook in the corner and takes kind of, starts to almost kind of forego his magical sort of divine practice in place of what his father taught him, which is, you know, ways to heal the body. So he gets a cold compress and like places it on Johan's forehead. Yeah, boils some water and just makes a really simple kind of herbal tea, which he sort of puts some into, sort of carefully feeds Johan some, and then leaves the rest by his bed. And then for the rest of the night, Thoric will keep watch.
Hi everyone, I hope you're enjoying today's episode of Bardic Quest. Before we get back to the adventure, I just want to take a moment to ask for your support. We work hard to bring you the best episodes every week, and we're always looking for ways to improve and make the show even better. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel. Your support helps us reach more people and keep the show going. And if you want to be even more involved, why not leave a comment or hit the like button on the latest episode? Your feedback is always, always appreciated. We have so many great episodes for you to check out, so don't miss out. Subscribe to Bardic Quest on YouTube now and never miss an episode. And with that, let's get back to the adventure. The rest of the night passes uneventfully. Thoric, you watch as the sunlight starts to stream in through the bedroom window, as you keep watch over Johan and Saga. Sergei, you are awoken by the sunlight entering in through your window. Is there anything you would like to do as you awaken for the morning, Sergei?
Oh, what a wonderful night. The best sleep ever. Dreamt of cherries. Good night. I'll get up and I'll kind of head over towards the mirror. Is there a mirror in here? I can't remember if we...
There is, yes.
Yes, and just look at my new self, having spent the whole of last night going through an identity crisis with disguised self and cutting off my hair and all that, and just go,
You don't clean up too bad. Are you so gay? Yeah, you don't clean up too bad. What time is it?
And I'll kind of get ready, give myself a wash, and then get all my stuff, get ready for a full day of adventuring and gallivanting.
And as you're getting ready for the day, there's a knock at your door.
Yes, good morning.
You hear a voice. It says, it's Toblin Stonehill. I've got a got some post for you.
Post.
I'll go over and open the door and look up.
And it is indeed Toblin Stonehill.
Hello, Toblin Stonehill. And do you indeed have post for me?
I do indeed have post for you.
Well, I will indeed take post from you.
Good morning to you indeed.
And good morning to you indeed. Indeed, what a fine day it is as well.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And he gives you a nod and then goes back down the stairs.
Close the door, stretch out a little bit.
Post. Fancy that. I could get used to this life. I'm going to look down and open up the post.
It is a letter with a black wax seal. You open it up and it says, to the infamous Whaler.
Oh, I'm glad it's getting around.
Your exploits and talents may have some value yet. Meet me at the Phandalin Miners Exchange at sundown today. Come alone.
Is it signed by anyone?
No.
Okay, be not so glad it's getting around. Wait. Well, I have a date with Destiny tonight, but
Let's go see how everyone else is. I'll go knock on Thoric's door.
Give me a perception check.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. 9.
There is no answer, and you can't hear anything through the other side of the door.
Okay, good to know. I kind of slowly walk over to the other door, slide up to it, give it a rap.
Thoric, there is a knock on the door. This is probably enough to awaken you, Saga, and possibly you, Johan, though you might be slightly out of it.
I think Saga just groans, like, oh.
Thoric will have taken careful consideration before he answers the door. He thinks on what power he wants to draw today. And I'm completely overhauling my spell list currently. And probably he just goes, as by way of acknowledging.
Yes. Hello, Saga. Good morning, I say to the grunt. Saga, it's me, Sergey.
Oh, just come in.
Oh, your voice got higher. I'll open the door. Oh!
Yeah, and you see Saga lying in bed next to Johan, who looks absolutely out of it with pure exhaustion, and Thoric, who is sat on the floor with some sort of runes and various other things kind of just strewn out on the floor.
Clearly last night got a little bit exciting.
Saga throws a pillow at Sergei.
Ow! Okay, fine. Look. Good morning. How are we all?
Johan. He doesn't seem well.
Oh. Okay, definitely deserve the pillow. I'm going to clamber up onto the bed like a child at Christmas.
Saga's stroking Johan's head.
I would also like to stroke Johan's head. Good morning, buddy.
Yeah. Johan? You feel any better?
He's muttering and they can't hear.
Wayne, do I feel better? Or am I pretty much in the same state as I was last night?
I mean, you're probably feeling a little bit more agile, perhaps.
Okay, so I'm awake.
But I mean, you're mechanically, you feel exactly the same, but possibly in terms of general ability, I think it's safe to say you probably feel a little better now.
Am I coherent?
Certainly coherent, yes.
Okay. I had a dream.
Oh, that's good. I'm proud. Bad dream. Bad dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoric suddenly comes alive and kind of just sort of stands bolt upright, just goes, right, let's take a look. And just sort of wearing his sort of overshirt, he rolls his sleeves up and holds his ringed hand over Johan. And as rituals, I would like to cast Detect Magic, first of all, please.
I'm going to get off the bed.
Okay. So you cast Detect Magic as your vision shifts. And there are a few things that light up in the room. A few magical objects, partly in your own possession. But nothing that doesn't surprise you, of course. But there is something else that lights up, even if only slightly. And by something else, I mean someone else, which is Johan. Very faintly is pulsating with a subtle aura of necrotic or necromancy magic.
I assume something that has... can I determine anyway whether it's something that has been done to him? I assume that he is not the one casting this.
That's probably a safe bet, yes.
I would now like to use a ritual to detect poison and disease.
Okay.
I have butchered my spell list for every single detecting, spelunking, evil, destroying spell within my grasp.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
You are both sweating.
So your rings kind of light up in a slightly different glow and a different arrangement as you cast Detect Poison and Disease.
For the duration, I can sense the presence and location of poisonous creatures and diseases within 30 feet of me. I can also identify the kind of poisonous creature or disease in each case.
Unless Johan has any poisons in his gear, which I'm not sure he does.
I have a poisoner's kit, yeah.
Okay, yes. His poisoner's kit obviously lights up.
Yeah.
Nothing else in the room lights up. Not even Johan.
No disease-based items.
No, nothing.
Interesting. In which case, I would... Sorry, I'm just bullying my way through this. I hope this is okay. While this would have taken 20 minutes to do this, so if people want to... Yeah. I do have one last thing I want to do, but I want to give space for other players.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you guys would like to do in the meantime as he's...
Just sitting and watching and... twiddling my toes.
Saga's going to take, because she had what was left of Blaster's staff.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to shatter it. Like,
nice.
Johan.
Shatter it and grind it to pieces.
Sorry. Johan thinks that's cool. he weakly asks, Thoric, what are you doing?
I'm trying to find out what has done this to you. You're not sick, not by normal methods. I can sense that something has touched you with dark energy. Necromancy.
It's
not you. It's something else.
I know it's something else. It's Caro.
What is Caro? Can it contact you? Can it affect you?
It's a witch, isn't it?
Caro is very powerful. Caro is older than anything I know. The first Brethren Vigilant were formed to stop her and her coven. They all serve her. Their mission is to bring her back. And if they succeed, I don't know if I can stop her. I don't know if anyone can stop her.
You mean one sect of the Brethren Vigilant want to bring her back?
No. The Carrion. Her coven of witches. They call themselves the Carrion.
His order wants to get rid of the Carrion.
They are our chief enemies. If they have returned, and there's so few of us left to fight them, but I must fight them.
You've got us, Johan.
Johan, like, grabs her hand. I need the pick. And he, like, tries to get out of bed.
Stay put. And she'll go get the pick.
Listen carefully, all of you. If for any reason I cannot kill Kara, one of you must. And you must do it with this. And he holds out the war pick. It once belonged to my master.
You.
The master of the order. His name was Robert Hale. It is from him that I take my name. I never had a last name. But when the order fell, I decided to continue his work. And I took this, just in case I should ever find her. Then I can end her myself. But until then, I record what I can in the book to try and replenish our knowledge. Robert Hale is dead. This and I are all that's left of him. But you must swear to me, all of you, that if I cannot do this, that you must do this.
Okay.
We will do it together.
Yeah.
All as one, like we've done for everything else.
Johan, I need you to be strong and focus on anything. Focus on the pick, if that helps. Just close your eyes a sec. And Thoric takes Johan's shoulders. And takes another deep breath and starts to sort of mutter an incantation under his breath of binding and protection on his friend. And he says, whatever you are, you have touched him once. You will not touch him again. And I cast protection from evil and good on Johan.
Okay.
So, it grants several benefits. So he's protected from certain types of creature, aberrations, celestials, elementals, fey, fiends, and undead. Not that it's relevant now. Creatures of those type have disadvantage to attack him. The target can also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. And if the target is already charmed, frightened, or possessed by such a creature, Johan now has advantage on any new saving throw. It lasts for 10 minutes. I'm not sure if it has any relevance now, but he's going to give it a damn good go.
You feel this divine energy fill your body for a brief moment, Johan. There's a feeling, a brief feeling of optimism that perhaps these symptoms, such as they are, might abate But the feeling is short-lived, and unfortunately, you feel no overall improvement to your current condition.
Can I ask, my HP has been reduced, but am I maximum of that HP, or have I not gained any health?
So your maximum HP has been reduced.
Hmm. But I haven't had a long rest, have I? So
you can all benefit from a long rest, but your maximum HP, Johan, has been permanently reduced by 5.
Okay, cool.
So whatever your new maximum would be, will be where you will be healed at.
Awesome.
We should head out into the town and prepare ourselves for what is to come.
There is a knock on one of the other doors in the corridor.
We'll post. I'll go check it out.
Post.
It's Toblin Stonehill at Thoric's door.
Thoric, yeah. Check it out.
He says, and he kind of looks at you. He says, there you are. He says, blimey, you lot are popular this morning. He says, I think this is for you. He kind of looks at his notes that he's got in his hands, and he says, there's a delivery downstairs for a Thoric Silverhorn.
Thoric winces and says, thank you. And he goes downstairs.
Okay, and he leads you towards the bar, and he says, I'm not really sure who's dropped it off, just left a note that it was for a Thoric Silverhorn. Left it on the doorstep this morning.
Thank you. Toblin, I'd really appreciate you. Could you stop saying my last name?
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. No, it's all right. Don't panic.
And he says, well, anyway, there it is. And it's this is just a box on the bar.
And I know the answer to this question, but he's like, and no one saw who dropped it off?
No, as I say, it was just left on the doorstep.
I inspect the box. What does the box look like?
It's a rather posh-looking, sort of like a metal box.
Is it familiar, or is the style of box that it's in familiar in any way, shape, or form?
Do you want to give me an intelligence check with advantage, please?
Thanks. 16.
This actually, you think, looks like a cake tin.
I open the cake tin.
You open the tin, look inside, and you can see a very beautiful looking cake with a strong aroma of lemon.
Of death?
Is it a lemon drizzle cake?
It is a lemon drizzle cake.
Fucking love lemon drizzle cake.
And that is where we are going to end the session.
What does the note say?
Give us the note.
Oh, the note was just a note to say to Thoric Silverhorn.
You got a cake.
What's the handwriting?
It's, it's nice handwriting. Very flowy.
Is it familiar handwriting? I know. Can't do this to me.
I can do this to you, and I am going to do this to you.
I think it might be Margaret.
Oh, she You talk about Eleanor Drizzlecake, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And you, but you mentioned your mum making a lemon drizzle cake.
Me?
And you?
My dad.
Yeah, yeah. See? It's your dad. Maybe.
Oh. Holy shit.
How does he know where I am?
He's come back from buying milk.
Look, my dad did not fucking leave.
Oh dear.
My dad loves me.
Holy fuck, Papa Thoric's come to sort everything out.
So that's it for another exciting episode of Bardic Quest. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Before we go, we just wanted to give a big shout out to James Webster for letting us use his amazing animated artwork as part of the show. If you're a fan, be sure to show your support at patreon.com/JamesRPGArt. And of course, we can't forget the incredible sounds and music provided by Sirenscape. So head over to sirenscape.com to check out their amazing work.